Yeah, you did. You got it right. Okay, it's okay. It's still trying to get used to various machines here. I'll never get used to this thing. I'm so scared of it. It pops up at the most innocuous time. Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is Thursday, and today is one of the days that the Lord has made. He made it partially yesterday, making finally today in the gubernatorial race in Lagos. Okay, so today we are just going to do a general review of what's going on. We are going to take a lot of participation from you. When you do call in, as usual, call, you know, from a quiet place. And, you know, the rule, 1 minute. And don't spend too much time greeting. Just go straight to the point. Give other people a chance, okay? So we are going to look at, we're going to review various things, the Peter Obi and whatever. And I will start with the primaries that took place yesterday, the PDP primaries that took place yesterday. Now is the time to congratulate Jandor, who won against a lot of odds that people had thought that a new entrant into the party. There was a lot of huffing and puffing, Shebuba Wambini and so on and so forth. But he was able to excel in a very convincing manner. We're going to talk to the gentleman briefly, somewhere along the line. We're trying to get him in about 20 minutes or so. I'm sure we'll be able to get him to talk to you. But we'll start the program by asking you. You know the number is 0700-993-993-993. And the female line 0146571190. What Jandor's victory at the primaries, what it means to you, and the implications to the APC. Rather than have a guest here, I'd like you to be my guest so that we can both look at the issues. Now, this is not a place for campaign or running anybody down or whatever. Just give your simple analysis, what it means to you, whether it means nothing or it means all, what it does. Also, maybe you want to take into cognizance what you think the APC should be doing this morning. Hopefully, the exercise is going on right now, I would assume, and some of them are there with their radios and transistors, and maybe your last-minute suggestion might just save the day. Now, remember, this is not for name-calling. And for those of you who are on Twitter and take delight in thinking you can run in the guy who makes commentary down, hey, the guy's name is not on the ballot. Why don't you concentrate? I see some things. I don't know whether these people are looking for attention, hoping that Uncle Jimmy will reply and they will get popular by that. Because in Godujo, I know that trick. You know, it's an old trick. It's not going to work. Go do your job properly. But don't concentrate on people who make comments. You need to concentrate on selling your candidate. That's what it should be. Whether you think I'm an idiot or you think I'm a numbskull or you think there's nothing in between my ears, that's not what's going to decide the whatever at the end of the day. Because our job here is just to stimulate. It's to set people thinking. There is no you told us to vote for anybody. Nobody's telling anybody to vote for anybody here. You know, so everybody is on his own. Everybody, like they talk downtown, it could be in papa name. I'll take the first caller of the day. Let me see who that would be. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Oh, my name is Lukman Kolawole.
Yes, sir. Please go on, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Without much ado, I think the emergence of Jandor as the PDP candidate in the forthcoming election is a clear indication of things that we are to expect in Lagos State. It's going to give the APC a good run for their money, for the fact that he led the fashion of his rule from the APC. So I think for the very first time in a long time, we should look out for a very close contest in 2023.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Yes, that is a given. And also, this is the first time that I can remember that a gentleman is leaving his party and picks up directly the ticket of the opposition in a very smooth manner. This is what sometimes they might call slowly but surely. But I know the APC, I know the APC are most likely up to the task. They will do the needful. Whatever it takes, they'll try to keep the trophy. I'm happy about that. As far as I'm concerned, if you ask me deep down, honestly, I don't think there's any difference between the two, whoever picks the ticket. It will still be same of same. But I want it established that we don't take people for granted. Okay, that competition, that competitive spirit, I want it to bring out the best in anybody who wins. As to having a preference, in spite of what a lot of you say on Twitter and whatever, I mean, I've been accused of being PDP member, I've been accused of being APC member, I've been accused of so many things. What I've not been accused of, which nobody knows deep inside me, is that I don't really give a hoot who's on the driver's seat, as long as that person is driving the car properly. It's same of same. But we must have competition. We must have competition to bring out the best. That's why I'm going to beg of you, do not vote in the same direction in terms of, like, for governor and for House of Assembly. There's a need to break up what I will call a cartel, the cartel in the House of Assembly. We must try to achieve balance. Having a House of Assembly full of APC members is not enough. We must have a balance. That is what is going to bring out the best in governance in the state. Let's try another caller here. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, morning.
Yes, sir. Who's calling?
Morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
My name is E.E. Ayo from Ikorodu.
E.E. Ayo, okay.
Yeah, I think the emergence of Jandor in Lagos is a welcome development.
Yeah.
Because it's long overdue. In Lagosians, we want a break away from this stranglehold of one man, governing us, determining our own fate, determining our lives. We're fed up of that. So we need somebody who come in. Thank God he has been there, he has been in their camp, he knows their secrets, and he has been involved in the previous elections.
Yes.
So he knows how it's going to come up. So and we really want any other person apart from APC in Lagos. Let's try something new now. Let's have a new person. Let's have a new administration.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. You can only talk for yourself. You can't say we. Well, I don't know who you represent. You didn't tell us. But you can't say we. Whilst some people want change, some people want the status quo. It's a free world, but remember this, and I will never get tired of saying this. First and foremost, if you are not a member of a party, you have no stake in that party. Rather, you have a stake in yourself and your family. And this idea of blind following, you better think twice. This blind following, because we pray in the same mosque, and because we go to the same church, and because we're from the same local government, you better think twice. This is my advice, and this is what I've decided to narrow down so that I don't get myself confused. If I'm going to be casting my vote, I'm going to say to myself, okay, so what is in this vote for me? I'm not talking about money. I'm going to be saying to myself, okay, so if I elect this guy, what is he likely to do? Now, I'm going to judge him by my own immediate environment, and I'll say to myself, okay, Jimmy, from your house to your office every day and back, what do you experience? If he's somebody who is already in power, do you want a continuation or do you want a change? It's as simple as that. I'm going to try to tell you that don't get carried away by newspaper photographs and this and that and documentaries. I built this in this one, I built that in that one. You look at your own immediate environment. Look at the children who are in school in your own environment. Pop your head and see what kind of school it is. Look at your street. Look at your environment. Think of how you get to work and back. What are the difficulties or the ease with which you move around? And take that decision. That's the best because in the past, information, for example, was under better control. These days, all kinds of things happen. If you are not careful, somebody will be taking a photograph of a street in Dubai and telling you that it's a street in Lagos here. And you could fall for it. So my advice to people is narrow down. narrow down. Don't owe anybody any loyalty because they don't owe you one. That's the reality. Don't, we are for this, we are for this. And I see a lot of that in the social media, especially amongst the young people, and I just feel sad. Open up your mind. Open up your brains. Be selfish. When I say be selfish, I mean in this regard, think of yourself. Don't start thinking about how some flooded area. You think of yourself first and say, look, if I'm going to vote this man in as councillor, governor, local government, chairman, whatever, what is the benefit in it for me in my own immediate environment? When you've got that settled, then you can expand your thinking. That is my own advice. So, Jimmy Disu is not asking anybody. I said, you are the one who told us to vote for Buhari. I didn't tell anybody. Besides, has it occurred to you that as much intelligent or wise or whatever you might think whoever it is talking to you is, you don't know the prism from which he sees life. It might not be the same as yours. Your experiences of life might not be the same. You know, some people have very high standards. Some people are very idealistic. I've heard politicians tell me, go and sit down. Most of these things you talk about, they are not realistic. It can't be done. You are not a politician. I don't know what the definition of a politician is, but I do hear that too. You are not a politician. Go and sit down. This and that. Is that Jando? Could that be him? No, this one. This one below here. Is that him? Oh, okay. All right. So that's you know my advice to you. You know, let's sit back. Let's apply a bit of knowledge and intelligence to the things that we do, and not just off the cuff say we're in support of this. And don't brand everybody who is not in support of your candidate an enemy. It doesn't make sense. It shows lack of thinking. It shows lack of thinking on your own part. Okay, do we have somebody on the line? Who's that now? Okay, Jando. Yeah, okay. Hello? Hello, morning, Jando. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
I hope I didn't have to get you out of bed. I know you had a very late night yesterday.
No. Good evening. We have more than sleep already.
Yeah, but... sleep again. Morning. How are you, my brother? How are you doing?
I'm good. Very well.
Well, I'd like to congratulate you because against all odds, you pulled it through. I must confess openly that I was one of the doubting Thomases at the beginning. And you pardon me for that, but that's the nature of our job. But you pulled it through, and I must give you kudos for that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes. I, at a later date, we'll have you in, and we'll talk extensively. When we get to that bridge, we'll talk extensively about what you want to offer.
No problem, Uncle Jimmy. Thank you so much for your support.
Yes, I just thought that it'd be nice to give you about 5 minutes to talk to Lagosians about your feelings about this mandate that you've been given.
I think we still have the war ahead, and I mean, yes, this is just a battle, and but we are keeping our eyes on the ball. We remain focused. We remain consistent, just like we've been in the last 7 years, to ensure that for the first time, I want to repeat, we as Lagosians elect an independent governor, the one we can all call our own.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me to come and run. I had that conviction within myself. I had that belief in myself, and I feel that it's about time that the people of Lagos, elect a governor they've known for a very long time. I mean, they've been with, that's been so consistent, and somebody who understands Lagos like the back of his hand, not just coming out 6 months, 7 months to election and say, I want to be governor. This is what we're bringing to the table.
Okay.
The rest of fresh air.
Okay, good. You know? Because if I leave you, you'll run a campaign on me for the rest of my program. Now, the APC are having their primaries today. You have an eye on those primaries.
Well, you know, the last time I was on your program, I said to you that whoever that they decide to throw up at the end of the day will receive severe beatings. 2023. Whoever, even let their father be the one to contest.
Oh my God!
This election,
okay.
We will defeat him.
Okay, but who? Which of the three major candidates will be softer, whatever, for you to handle?
Will be what?
Which of the three candidates would make your life easier? Do you have any?
The three of them put together.
Oh my God, okay, all right. This is the politician in you. Go back to bed, Jando.
And the one on top, making four.
Oh, okay, no, it's okay. All right. So we'll end it there. At the appropriate time, of course, we're going to give equal opportunity to all the candidates and we'll have you in, to get your feelings. Thank you very much, Jando, for talking to us.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you.
And congratulations. God be with you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. So that. That was a short one from Jando. If you allow him, but if you allow him, he will talk from now till 10 p.m. Grab my program for me. 919, another caller. It's okay, another caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Turn off the radio where you are.
I have done that, sir.
Yes. And please,
sir, I want to use this opportunity to beg you and Sandra and Nigeria Info as a body, to organize a gubernatorial debate.
Okay.
Where Lagosians can listen, you and Sandra questioning them. Because okay. I understand the kind of combo it will be when you are on seat, Sandra is on seat, questioning this gubernatorial candidate.
Okay.
Then make it a live program in a way that Lagosians can call him while the debate is going on.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Ayo. I'm calling from Ijanike.
Okay, thank you. Well, number one, I hope you know I can't speak on behalf of the station. I don't work there. I just run my programs there. But I am sure that it could be doable. What I would assure you, though, is that on the programs that I run, we'll be given equal opportunity to all the candidates. Don't forget, it's not a straight race between... It's a straight race if you want to look at it that way between APC and PDP. But, hey, you have some other parties in the wings. Kunle Uthman, I don't know if he's gotten his mandate yet. But Kunle Uthman, the gentleman who's always here, has expressed his desire to run. I know he's been having talks with the SDP. I don't know if they've been concluded. So you do have candidates from other parties who are emerging. And who knows? As this thing they go so, Wemimo was telling me this morning, Uncle Jimmy, I wish I was a candidate. The kind of money that is making the rounds, and as I broke rich now, I might jolly well want to go and pick up one in one of the parastatals of the parties, the smaller parties. So there's, I'll pass your message on, definitely. I'll pass your message on to Sheriff, and I know the station is up to. I'll be surprised if they haven't been thinking of it anyway. Okay, so we have somebody on Skype. Who is the gentleman? Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, where are you calling
from? Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
I'm calling from Jakarta, Indonesia.
Wow. How are you, my brother?
Yeah, I am an avid listener of your program. I can sometimes, my friends say I sound like you now. all the way from Classic FM.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, on the story at hand, Jandom, it's a good one. This straight run of APC, like you said, in the house, we all know who is handpicked and the whole stuff. It's not really good for us. It's not even healthy for APC as a party.
Yeah.
The competition needs to be there. It's going to bring out actually the best in them.
Yes.
I cannot say categorically that Jandom, because we all know the root and how strong APC is in Lagos State. My heart is with, but he's sounding confident. I wish him the best. It's not like I care so much about him. I just need the best for me and my people, like back there.
Yes.
Still in Lagos. We need this competition. There should be this, threat. Let there be, at least for now, anyhow you look at it, there is a threat. There's an existing threat. Someone who knows he has something to face in his hands now, because that Jandong guy, Baba, that man is sounding so sure. We know how these politicians do their thing.
Mm.
I just really, really wish the best. Once again, Baba, Uncle Jimmy, I listen. I am an avid listener.
Thank you.
Your program, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
One day when I'm in Indonesia, I'll pass by and have a cup of coffee. That's one culture.
Oh, come on. I can't wait. That will be a great one. I can't wait. It's going to really be a great one.
Yes. God bless you. Okay, it's 9:23. I'm not friendly with this machine here. You know, it has this habit of popping up at a time midway into it. So let me play safe and take a break now. We'll play a little bit of music, take a break, take the commercials, and then we'll be right back. So don't go away.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu, Jimmy Disu right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3. By the way, we're on Facebook, Facebook and live, and we're also on YouTube. Okay, and you can call in, or you can even call by Skype. We've had one or two calls. We thank the gentleman from Indonesia. We are trying to get, or rather, outside is trying to get us. I think it's somewhere in Europe. That's him. Okay. Morning, Osa. Hello. Hello.
Hello, sir. Good day, sir.
Osa,
hello,
good morning. Morning. What side of the world are you now?
I'm in Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland. Ah, aren't you enjoying? Ah, when I grow up, I want to be like you. I would beg God. It's okay. Where you grew up, you want to be like Osa. I want to be like you. Yeah, Osa, let's get your reaction quickly.
Well, it's good news for Jado to be for taking the ticket. So it makes the Lagos election very, very lively and interesting in the coming days.
Yes.
And mind you, it's going to be 8 long months of hard campaign where issues will be discussed. Dissected, not those ones that would do those holy 30 days election to election running around. So, but you know, he has issues to be discussed. I think it's going to be fun. So, Lagosians will have the opportunity to make up their mind if they will go back, stick to same of same, or they want to try the new person and see if it's going to be different from as everything as usual. So, I think it's a good one. I congratulate him. Though, like you said, I didn't believe in him at first when I started seeing him, and fortunately his political campaign office is close to my office in Ikeja, so I usually drive past, I see him, I laugh, I say, look at this joker. But I'm surprised
now, you know,
ticketing. Yes, so I'm surprised. I wish him well, and I think he's going to be an interesting candidate for PDP.
Sir, before you go, what kind of chances do you think that he has? The APC are having their primaries today. If you were in the APC, you know there are three major contenders. I don't know about any other, really. That's between Oluwo, Mustafa, and the current incumbent, Jide Sanwo-Olu. If you were the APC and you wanted somebody to smash Janjo to smithereens at the polls, what would your strategy be?
If I was in APC, I'll still go for Jide Sanwo-Olu.
Okay.
Whether I like it or not, he has experience. He has been there for 4 years. And you know, sometimes we blame this man, but also like you always say, the heart is also tied in the back. There's nobody that wants to Lagos APC that the heart is not tied. So I saw Mustafa in your studio speaking all the good English that we want to speak. Same way, but they speak those Englishes. But at the end of the day, they're still going to be tied because that party, the way it's structured, it's like an enterprise with different legs and different people there. So it's not going to be easy. So I think he has, whether I like it or not, Jide Sanwo-Olu has things that will put on the table on Lagos and tell Lagos, oh, I could have done this, but you know, the economic situation of the country went down, pandemic this. So he has, at least he has done some certain things. So let's give it to him. So I can't sit down here and say, and the right of Jide. So to me, like I said in our personal conversation with you, that I prefer him to come and pick up the tickets from there. So and let's log it out with our young man there. And I'm sure it's going to be an exciting for the between the two of them. See, the other one, I told Wole, I mean, I told Olowo in one private session we had with some people with him on Zoom, and I told him that I told you how I felt towards his candidature or something that is hurriedly put together. Oh, I just want to come and take power. But you can see Jadon has been there for years. He has been there with our big auntie. They are so big. God bless her soul. So they have been on these stretches from inside the party and they left. You can see this was a movement. So you can't just wake up and say you want to snatch powers from Jide Sowolo, but except the party big wigs decided to say we had enough of Jide, we want to move somewhere else. And that's what can happen. So I don't see any match that will happen today, tonight. So from ACME they will announce the results. It will just be the same. So Jide will coast to victory and he'll grab the ticket. And,
we have a Saturday to do a proper analysis. By that time, we'd know who would be facing who. That's what we are going to do on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And I'm sure I'd be more than glad to have you in if you'd have woken up. If Madame would let you get up that early on a Saturday morning. I know what it's like Saturday morning in the UK, with tutu and everything, being under the duvet. Enjoy yourself.
No, I wake up in the morning. I go to football to go take my son to football games. So
you might not be available.
No, I'm available. I wake up early on Saturday, every Saturday.
One of these days, let me join you in Scotland now. Let's be to.
Yes, let's go to the castles. Let's go around.
Yeah, I've been to Edinburgh about twice or thrice. And one thing I like about the place is that it's preserved. That it's a place we need to take our politicians, you know, our leaders to see how you preserve the culture. I shouldn't bother. Okay, all right.
You see them in the streets of all those big cities across Europe now.
Yes.
But they see the life that these people do. Life is very simple for these people.
Very simple.
At least you.
I mean, I look at the roads. Some of those roads are probably about 1,000 years, cobbled roads and so on, all sustained, just like that.
The houses here are over 200 years old houses.
Yes. Yes.
They're old houses. Just being renovated. I'm not sure these are little ways that the government can provide for us there.
We'll do a bit of that.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
All right. That's one of our good party men. He'll be here on Saturday. And most likely, I'm going to try and convince my friends to also come. Your favorite, the senior advocate of Nigeria. I'll also convince him to come on Saturday so we can look at what we have, okay? By that time, we'll then have the two major candidates. Maybe, hopefully, Kunle Uthman would have sorted his SDP, whatever it is, and so we'll be able to add him to our discussion. Let's take another caller here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Thank you very much. Good one. Congratulations to Jando.
Yes.
But I want to beg the PDP, other candidates that contested with him, to work with him. I don't want them to go the way of the other guy, Jimmy. Not Jimmy, your own.
No,
Jimmy
Abaji. I know. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you know, the other day you asked Jando, he said even if he didn't get his ticket, he will work with whoever,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So I want them to do that. At least let's have a taste of something else in Lagos State. Mm. Uncle Jimmy, thank you very much.
God bless you. Right. I did a lady. It's okay. 01465-7190. Where are all the ladies? When it comes to politics, may I ask you, it's okay, do you ever think you'll play politics ever in your life in the future?
I thought about it at some point.
Yes, but
I'm not into anything dirty. That's one.
Hey, Bobo, hey, wait a minute. I need to have a session with you.
Certainly.
Because all of us made that mistake. Mm. And that's why we are where we are today. All of us made that mistake. We concentrated on getting the military out. I cannot say in our younger days, because people don't understand that you're talking 20-something years ago. And it took about 5-6 years fights with the military to get them out. And then took a back seat and said, oh, the politics is for, I don't want to get involved, it's dirty. But these are the things that decide your future and the future of your children. Do you have any children now?
Not yet.
And you're going to have, inshallah, you will have children. Say amen first.
Amen.
Twins. Amen. Say amen again.
Amen.
Triplets.
Amen.
But talking seriously, we'd like to encourage We'd like to encourage as many people, don't make the same mistake that we made by just saying, you know, I don't want to get involved. Even look at the way, I wish they saw you on YouTube. If you are watching YouTube, don't rewind that part. I don't want to get involved with anything. No.
Wait, I can defend myself on this.
You can defend yourself.
There was a time I was watching the news.
Yes.
A call?
No. Your mic, so you can talk into the mic.
It's on. Oh, there was a time I was watching the news.
Uh-huh.
I wish I got the name of this individual, but he was some man in the political space.
Yes.
Apparently, they let him off because they felt his integrity was too much. I'm not sure if you
heard that story. Yes. That he won't play ball.
Like, he wasn't doing...
Well, we just have to... I understand what you're talking about. Is the reason why people like somebody like me would not take public office. Mm-hmm. But we have to keep at it. I cannot be a game player in corrupt practices.
Yeah.
I give kudos to those who do it. I just can't find myself, you know, there are some things you just can't find yourself doing.
Okay.
I can't. As I'm speaking to you, my discipline level, I can't walk across a lawn. You know something you've been taught from childhood?
Yes.
I can't walk across any lawn. I'll go the longer route. I know they drive one way. Ask Philip, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have... So, but even at that, we still have to bend over backwards. So I'm going to ask you, you see, young, to do a rethink. So, but anyway, you just got started and we just left the Pan-African University. So Pan-Atlantic. Is this what that will call?
Pan-Atlantic.
You don't even know the name again.
No, I was trying to calculate.
I thought you were doing a mini.
No, I didn't just leave.
You didn't just leave?
Yeah.
When did you leave?
2018.
They've been having undergraduate studies way back then?
Yes, sir.
Really? Interesting.
Very.
But we must get the VC here one day, Mrs. Professor Okonedo.
Yes, I was even about to say.
I'll leave it to you to do that.
Okay.
Arrange it.
All right.
Okay.
Let's pick
the next call.
Okay.
All right. Hello, good morning. Nobody from the female line? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah, we have a lady, yes.
Yes, yeah, a lady, because you pushed us to it. I wasn't going to call.
Ah, you had to call. What is it now?
I had to call.
Yes.
Because I want to dissuade your mind. I'm very political. Very.
Oh, that's good.
But I have learned that in this country.
Yes.
We just speak. We don't have the numbers that understand what good government is about.
Yes.
And this has to do with education.
Hmm.
If you don't educate the people, they don't understand what they have at stake.
Yes.
And it's so sad. I was talking to my mom yesterday. I took her to the hospital yesterday.
Hmm.
And I went to the hospital from 8 o'clock to like 4.
Wow.
I mean, it was very tiring. I told the doctors and nurses that are there that you guys are working.
Hmm.
I can't do this. But guess what? We don't even see what good anything good is about. And I was still driving through the road of Lagos yesterday. We're going to Agege, where my mom stays. And I saw the bridge that was just made. And the barricades were removed. I was like, can you imagine? These people don't understand what good life is about. You do something good for you, they spoil it. And yet, next year, I'm going to be voting for somebody. And they think, But education must be revisited, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
We are gone. I went to a federal government college for Christ's sakes. I was in class with people that were high and mighty. Olufale Ezuta was in my school. And we did the same thing. First from the same reservoir, and from the same dining hall. For Christ's sakes. There was no disparity. But coming politics in 1919 and everything went south.
Went south, yes. Okay.
We must get it back, Uncle Jimmy.
Thank you very
people
much.
People must be educated.
Is this Alex, by the way?
My name is Bumi.
Oh, Bumi. Okay. Ah, Bumi. Oh, Bumi.
Yes, Bumi.
Ah, how is my baby?
Oh, she's fine.
Ah, I didn't even recognize your voice. Can you be?
No, because I'm very angry.
I know, because I'm very angry. Go back to your counting machine.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was... education, when we talk about we need to educate our people, I think our people too need to have that desire for knowledge. And it's not, knowledge doesn't necessarily mean English or reading and writing. For example, I give credit to a lot of our brothers and sisters from the north who you see going around with a transistor, listening to BBC outside, listening to this, listening to, you know, that's part of knowledge. Then you don't need to be educated to have ideas about cleanliness and planning and so on and so forth. I think I'm more inclined to believe that there's somebody who must have tweaked with our diet, and that's what brings about some kind of thinking I really can't explain, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about political development. We'll talk about that some other time. Let me pick another call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Please, I'm supporting what the last caller just said. That's my pick. And I think this education we're talking about also is not about schooling alone. It's about family. What are the priorities your family have? Like you
values.
Said, you can never work on it alone. Likewise, I can't do that.
Yes.
No, but if people see you, you cannot throw something out of my car. You have to get that out of my car. You can't wind down and throw paper or
no.
You can't do that. And they will say, "What's my pay? I'm too one kind." I say, "How can you just wind down and throw wrappers of biscuits or gala on the road? Somebody is sweeping the place. And don't you just like neat environment?" Mm-hmm. I was brought up not in a big house, but in our small house. My father is, you can't climb his chair as a baby. And he will tell you, no, my father won't allow that. That is the way I was brought up. So I think this education thing, this political thing we're talking about, is more to do about family, home. Please, let's keep telling people to have a change of mind, change of heart, that don't they like good things? Look at what they did at Baga. They destroy all those things.
Yes.
All the fine things Akinwumi did, they destroy because they want to have their way. And they will say government is not good. And when you talk, I don't have any point. I'm not a politician, and I don't like any one of them. But we have to just do with them. We don't have choice. But they can fight me that I'm supporting them. I say, no, when I see good thing, I talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about the good thing they are doing.
All right. Thank you very much. Talking about good thing and enlightenment and whatever, tomorrow is Children's Day. And I'm going to have some kids in the studio. I'm still trying to see if I can get one of them to open up my program. So if they do, don't mind the mistakes. You must always give children a chance. That's what I believe in. You don't. All of us never got anything the first time out. So they probably will be opening up this program tomorrow, and it will be something interesting to see. I'm going to have kids in here. I love kids. I think everybody knows, most people know that. I love kids. I love having them around. They're so innocent. The last time they were here, I said, "Good morning, children." They said, "Good morning, Jimmy Disu." And their teacher, whatever, almost went beside me. "You say good morning, sir, good morning, sir." But it came from their heart. They saw me as they're playing, you know, somebody was playing around with them. Anyway, we're going to have fun tomorrow. It's Children's Day. It's a pity, though, because tomorrow would have been a very good day to do an analysis of the two candidates, which is because APC will announce theirs today, and we'll have the two major candidates. But we shift it to Saturday. Okay, the discourse on Saturday is going to be looking at the strengths and otherwise of the two candidates that we have in Lagos. So that will be quite interesting. Sometimes I wish we had an extra 1 hour for this program for us to tear all these issues to pieces. But we'll manage what we have. Life is not, it's not about how long, but how well. Abby, it's okay. I'm right about that. Okay, so it's about 9:50 now. I can only take just about one more call, I think. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah.
This line is all clear. Pick another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yes, sir. My name is Joe from Okota.
Yes, Mr. Joe from Okota. Yes,
so I'm really happy that Dando is coming on board, and I wish him well. And I know that even though he doesn't win the election, I'm sure we will have a robust opposition in Lagos State. Even though Dando doesn't win it, we'll have not what we have now. We don't have opposition now. But even though he doesn't win it, we'll have good and robust opposition come 2023 going forward. But I wish him well.
Okay.
I want him to win so that we'll have something different here in Lagos.
Okay. And
thank you very much, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay, and then my last caller for the day. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, Comrade Adesina Taiwo calling from Badori.
Morning, Comrade. Yeah. Greetings.
Yeah. Firstly, I can say here that I'm a card carrier of APC.
Okay.
But what I want to say about this, what is happened yesterday, is that Dando has been on the field for a long time.
Okay.
And this is an opportunity for him to prove himself. There's no any excuse for him again.
Hmm.
Some of us are there because that is what we have.
Hmm.
So if there's any way, he can now prove himself that what he has been agitating for, this is an opportunity, this is an umbrella for him. Let us see how the party will assist him in achieving that. No problem, I'm not scared, I'm not worried. This is what we are expecting. And if we can see it from him, he's good. We are good to go. Thank you very much.
Wow. What this gentleman said is quite significant. You do get surprises on this program once in a while. That's coming from a party member of the APC. Well, that's where we'll draw the curtains for today. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Remember, tomorrow is Children's Day. I think I'm going to have about 5-6 children, 5-6 kids. Well, they sort themselves out. Your kids is counting. The last time I had them, one stood by my side all through the... People thought at home that I had a fly swatter. They didn't know that it was a kid that was trying to touch the... Yes, and it was fun. It was fun. Okay, so you go enjoy yourselves. Keep an eye on what's going on at Onikan Stadium now. The primaries are on. Join me on Twitter, at Jimmy Disu. If there's any breaking news, I'll break it to you, because I'm going to be getting early feedback from that sector. Okay? Thank you very much. It's okay. God bless you. Our politician in the making. Yeah, you don't just want to be a first lady, you want to be in the driver's seat. Yeah, you know. I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.